Hey, what's going on, everybody? Excited to welcome Music Record Shop on, sponsoring the Rock Paper Podcast. Go down and check them out, 4191A Manchester Avenue in the Grove, right between the demo and the ready room. Official store hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. They do a new music happy hour every Friday. Go down and get yourself some new music. They've got a great local selection. They have also a CD, vinyl, and some tapes. So go pick up some new music, support local, musicrecordshop.com.
Hey, my name is Jake.
This is Mario.
This is Gabe.
This is George.
This is John.
This is Brock Johnson.
This is Bill.
This is Tony Berenstein.
This is Juan Marquez.
This is Jesus. And we are Skyburnt White. And this is the 105th episode of the Rock Paper Podcast. Oh yeah.
Just in time for
Hey everybody, what's going on? Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, episode 105.
Yeah,
105. Oh yeah.
Yeah!
Hanging out with the guys of Skyburnt White.
That's right.
Welcome back, Mario and Gabe, and welcome to the show, Jake.
Thanks for having me, sir.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, we did one a while back. I don't even remember what number that was now.
But I think it was number one on the charts.
It's number one in my heart, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, we hung out at Gabe's. Now we're at Jake's place, and Jake joined us. And so, yeah, man.
Jake actually has money for, batteries and the smoke detector,
which
is really good.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, it is really good.
It's much appreciated.
Yeah.
I like nice things.
Yeah.
I do. I like your style, man. All right, well, these guys are have a big show coming up Saturday, August 22nd. They will be a part of the 6th Annual Inkspot Block Party in Troy, Missouri.
Yeah.
With a couple of people that you might have heard of, like Story of the Year.
Yeah, Shaman's Harvest.
Shaman's.
Yeah, Brooke Royal.
Yeah.
There's a few bands there.
Yeah.
There are quite a few.
Like 22 or something. You got the list?
I do have the list because my memory is failing me slowly. But New Lingo, 10 a.m.
Yeah,
boom.
Yeah, boom.
They're awesome. They are. Paulo's Daughter, good friends.
Love
those
guys.
Lisa,
love
those guys. Awesome chick. Isabella from
Springfield, I think.
No, Cape Girardeau.
Cape
Girardeau.
Somewhere down there.
Cape Girardeau.
Is that French? You should be able to pronounce that,
I think,
right?
It's Girardeau.
Yeah, Girardeau.
I think it's a soft J.
Girardeau, yeah.
And then
the U is silent.
Hung Like a Martyr.
Yeah.
Who's sponsored by my dad's church, actually.
Right.
No, just kidding. It's really bad. Just a joke. OATM. Actually,
love those guys.
Out Amongst the Masses.
Gary and the Boys. Love those
fucking
guys.
Badasses. City of Parks. Badasses.
Yeah.
Facing Infamy.
Yeah.
Which they're cool too. And sorry, Apollo's Daughter 10:30, Isabel 11, Hung Like a Martyr 11:30, Odom 12 p.m., City of Parks 12:30, Facing Infamy 1 o'clock, River City Sound. What time are they, Shane?
I wasn't paying attention. 1:30.
Look on the fucking page.
2.
It's 1:30. You got it.
Dude, we heard this before the show. What the fuck, man?
Also, the Fuck Off and Dies. They're at 2. Okay?
Yeah. Love those guys.
Skyburnt White.
Yeah.
Fucking jackasses.
Never heard of them.
They're on at 2:30. All right? 2:30. Hollow Point Heroes. Awesome dudes, actually. And I just started getting into their music here lately. But, I mean, they're really good.
For sure. Yeah.
They
are.
They really are. Monster Eats Manhattan. Badass guys, badass
guys. Yep.
Hush List, who I've actually been getting a lot more into lately and hanging out with lately too. Badass guys.
I love Hush List.
Can't wait to see them. You heard of this guy? These guys, Copperview at 5 o'clock.
Copperview.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, they're Copperview's playing their farewell show at 5 o'clock p.m.
Last time
at Inkspot.
Yeah,
last one.
And Hush List 420, Monster at 3:40, Hollow Point Heroes 3:05. Sorry about that. Also, Brooke Royal.
Yeah.
5:45.
Yeah. Jack and Bond and the Boys.
I think Bond's going to be in every single set.
Yeah, he's playing every show, every band.
He's going to play a solo in every set. I think that's what he's going to do. Also, Inimical Drive, 7.
Yes,
Emperors and Elephants, 7:35. Fivefold, 8:15.
Yeah.
Fucking badasses. Also, Shaman's Harvest, bunch of badasses.
Oh, yeah.
And Story of the Year.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's heard of them.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're from.
Yeah. They're okay.
So,
seen them a couple times. Yeah, that's a stacked lineup, man. That's how
it is.
I'm tired.
Yeah,
I'm tired.
Yeah, well, that's it, everybody. That's the podcast.
Yeah. Fuck off. Sorry,
the whole list. There we go. I'm really excited. Block party is always one of my favorite days of the year. I think the 3rd was my first one out there, and that was, they were still in the parking lot at the time, and so it's been a lot of fun to watch those guys grow from from the parking lot to now the fairgrounds, and that, you know, they're, I mean, it's always had a great talent, but now you're getting guys like Story of the Year, and the last year had Hurt, and and stuff. You know, it's just always exciting to see what Dave and Robbie and them can.
2 years ago, Hurt.
Oh, was that two?
Shaman was.
Hootie and the Blowfish never played.
Yeah, what? Hootie's never been out there?
Never.
Yeah, Shaman's was last year.
Okay.
I know Pain and Waves was last year also. And what was the band from Tennessee? You sent me their music.
Show Baby.
Yeah, Show Baby was there last year.
I love them guys.
Yeah, those guys are awesome.
It's going to be a badass show, dude.
For sure.
I don't even know. Like, I know I'm going to drink, of course, after we're done playing, But I just don't know when I'm going to have time. Because I want to fucking watch every single band. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people, like, telling me I should, like, do a podcast out there and stuff. All this, and I'm like, I literally want everybody on the show, but I also want to watch every one of the bands on the lineup. You know, it's like, as a fan, I'm like so excited to watch everybody play. You know, so I don't want to be, you know, quote unquote working. I want to be right in the front rocking out all night.
What if you did a post show, post game report, if you will?
Yeah,
because there's always a little after party.
Sure. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
You know what you could do is like a Rock Paper Podcast override and have guest hosts all day.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to mess with it at all.
I thought about like doing some kind of like just putting the mic up and then just see what happens. Like just let it run all day. And
you might not want to do that. You know that like last year they gave us free alcohol, right?
Right.
People will be implicated.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, please.
Yeah, we need to turn the microphone.
I think we might need to get a little closer.
Well,
no, seriously, I'm so proud of you, dude.
Oh yeah,
fucking
157.
Oh, sorry, 105. Yeah, 105. Right, episodes now.
That's it, man.
Dude, when I first met you, you were like knee high to a grasshopper when it comes to podcasting.
Right. We a little lad.
You've grown into a massive dragon of the podcast. World, if you will.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of you, dude. Like, when I see you out there doing stuff and hanging out with Steve and everything, I mean, just enjoying being you, it's fucking great.
Thanks, man.
So proud of you.
Appreciate that. I've been having a hell of a time, man. It's just getting to hang out with my buddies every week, you know?
Mm.
So it's cool. And if I can help sell some CDs along the way or get people out to shows or whatever I can do, and that's you know, it's all good for everybody. But yeah, I appreciate that, man. Huh?
It's not really good.
Oh,
we don't want anybody to listen to our music.
Okay.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's the last thing we want.
Yeah. Speaking of music, though, you guys do have new music for the masses. For the.
Why are you looking at me? Why are you guys looking at me? Do you see that? They both, like, looked at me simultaneously.
No, I'm just, like, looking around because I want to be involved in the conversation.
I saw him look at me. I did it. Anyway.
So, what, we got six songs now?
Yeah. Yeah, we need some money.
Yeah.
Right.
We need your money.
We have put, I mean, everything we have and more into this. We are right. Like last year when we were on the podcast, we were talking about it was almost done.
Yeah, how close we were.
And I mean, it was. I mean, Jake's been done for. How long have you been done for? About that long, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what happened was, I mean, long story short, James Dill, who is still a friend of ours, he decided to go ahead and go his own way after the show we did with Hushless last Thanksgiving. And so after that, we brought in Dave Chapman, who used to be in a little band called Good Time Engineers, among other badass bands.
Yes.
Guy is fucking awesome. I wish he could be here, but he's kind of nervous. He doesn't talk a lot to other people.
Right.
He also throws dirt at you if he doesn't know you. Walk up
right in your eye, dude. But it sucks.
What was I saying?
You're talking about Dill.
Talking about
transition. So whenever he left, we had to go through that. That took a couple months. One of the first gigs that we did, actually the first one we did, after all that happened was the showcase. And like, we played Block Party last year. We were excited about that. I mean, that was something I've always wanted to do since that started. And we got our first chance last year. So we really tried to, you know, as best we could, put on a good show, and they liked it. I mean, it meant so much to us to have Big Dave come up afterwards and say how much he liked it and enjoyed it. I mean, because that was, you know, obviously it was for everybody there, but the point was to show them, you know, hey, we're serious, we're here for you guys, and sold as many tickets as we could, everything. So it means a lot to have their support now, and it means a lot going into this. I mean, dude, we have a great spot as far as we're concerned.
I couldn't be happier with our time slot. Right after, seriously, it's an honor to be, you know, after the Fuck Off and Dies. I mean, that band is awesome. I love the just straight old school punk rock, like just drinking about getting fucked up. I mean, just I think that they're great. They're just a great party band. You know what I mean?
Pizza and beer. I mean, who doesn't like pizza and beer?
I mean, we're honored to be on the. If we were opening it, we'd be fine with that too. I mean, honestly, because we're going to be there regardless.
The fact that they remembered us shows up when the gates open.
But I mean, it just, you know, to be tossed up there, right there in the middle of everything with all the heavy hitters. I mean, geez, all these other bands have been doing it for years, so. You know, just means a lot to be there, man.
For sure.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it blows my mind that, like, just Big Dave, you know, just immediately treats you like, you know, your family.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as, you know, he remembered us, and that just blows my mind that he remembered us from last year, you know? And the fact that we were, you know, asked to even come back and just play the, you know, just play the showcase alone was awesome. It was just a really cool opportunity. And I'm just really thankful to be able to, you know, already feel like you're a part of a family. You know what I mean?
He's looking. I'm sorry. Shane was judging me while you were spilling your heart.
I'm just saying. I just think you know, the whole We Are United thing, the whole Inkspot Block Party thing, it just brings everybody together, and it really is like this dysfunctional family reunion when all these bands get back together, you know, because some of these guys have played in bands together before.
Yeah.
Some of these guys have, you know, you're just meeting, and it's just the fact that, you know, you get this all-access pass to go anywhere and hang out with everybody. It's just rad, man. It's just such a cool experience.
Every time you drop your beer bottle, it's like... That's why I work. So.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, thank you.
He's basically saying, quit being a fucking asshole. Hold your beer like a...
I mean, your root beer. We're not drinking anything.
I don't drink anything.
Nope.
Ever.
I've never been drunk.
Yeah, never once. But yeah, so you guys, we got some new tunes that we're kind of getting there. We're talking about the transition, but
oh crap,
we got new tunes coming out.
That's what I do. I ramble.
Yeah,
you got to tell me to shut the fuck up.
Hey, man, shut the fuck up over there.
I'm a rambling man.
So we got Dave.
Yeah, we got Dave, and then we had all these other songs that were already done, written a couple new with him, that now we got to look forward to the next recording. Thing is, we got 13 songs in the can.
Right.
So we've got these six finally done, right? And they're going to be at the Block Party for people to purchase.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be
$5. That's a foot long right there.
Fur
right?
ones and fur curters. If you will, we'll get you a six-song EP.
$5, right. Buster.
Yep.
We're also willing to barter.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, if you come up and steal all of them, we'd be upset, but not that upset. As long as you give them away and don't dump them in a
trash can.
A can somewhere. Not that can. Different can. All right. Anyway.
Different kind of can.
But yeah, I was listening to some of it on the way down, actually, and hearing Trivial Pursuit's studio version was really cool. Like, I mean, you guys played it live acoustic duo the last time you were on the show, and sounded great, but it was really, really fantastic to hear it properly done in a studio and not in Gabe's kitchen.
Yeah.
But
Not that there's anything wrong with my kitchen.
Hey, no, I'm not.
No, it's a good kitchen. It's a nice kitchen.
My girlfriend makes great dinners there.
Yeah.
So you watch your mouth.
What goes down in that kitchen?
Hey, you watch your mouth.
I'm just saying.
How do you know? What the fuck?
I've not been.
I feel like he's looking in my window.
That window right there.
How do you know there's a window right there?
Dude. Architecture, I don't know.
Oh my god. Anyway. But no, yeah, we got these songs. They're great songs.
Yeah.
don't get me wrong, I'm excited about them. It's been so long. You know, when I sit and look at those things on the screen and I'm like, wow, they're actually where people can listen to them, it's like it doesn't even compute in my head because I've been trying to get this shit done for so long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's done. And also, so we got the Ink Spot show, right? We got these songs ready. Okay.
August 22nd.
Right. You can also go to skyburntwhite.bandcamp.com right now. Okay. And actually, I haven't even put this out online yet. So we're going to use your show kind of we're using you.
Hey-o.
If you
hey.
With no reach around. All right.
No, just straight raw dogging it.
We're going to piggyback on.
I did not agree to that.
We're going to, there was no vote. So we're going to piggyback on to your show, yeah. If you will, to release these. And then what was I talking? Oh, yeah, I remember now. So Ink Spot show. And then the next week, we have another show that's a big deal to us. Big fucking deal.
Big heaping deal.
I mean, like real
huge
big.
Huge deal.
It's pretty big.
It's
pretty girthy.
It's a righteous deal.
It's pretty girthy.
Yeah. It's a girthy deal.
It's powerful. we're coming home, man. We're playing our first show in St. Clair, Missouri as Skyburnt White at Blondie's, which has been a couple different reincarnations of a bar, a building that is very, very close to all of us. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, we became best friends in that place. Right. No fucking joke. Yeah. And that's not just from playing shows. I mean, there was a time we went up there every night, you know, shooting pool, hanging out, you know, practicing all the time. Just so it's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, we hope everybody comes out to that. We will definitely have the 6 songs there for everybody. And then definite release for the album. I'm talking no joke is going to be at the end of October, October 30th. And we're leaning towards St. Clair, Missouri, because that's our hometown, you know. But we don't know yet for sure.
Sure.
So it's coming.
Yeah, it is on the way.
And dude,
yeah.
There's 6 songs. I mean,
it's
shit.
It's really happening. It's actually
other bands
happen.
I've been in only put out 6 songs.
Sure.
So it's like, now we have 6 songs, and I'm just so excited about it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So.
I'm excuse me. You guys had a couple of those little, of the 2 songs, When I'm Done and
Machine
mm-hmm. that you were handing out at the showcases, and, I got a hold of that, and I was, you know, it was just a little teaser. Got getting excited about, you know, having more of it. But yeah, it was nice to have a physical CD with some Skyburnt White on it. And so,
finally.
Yeah.
And When I'm Done's actually been played on the local show, which I mean, I couldn't be more proud of. You know what I mean? The fact that I've never had all the bands that we've ever been in. I don't know about these guys, but I've never had a song on the local show. To see our name on that list on Facebook was just, like, I can't even believe it. It's awesome. It's just so cool.
Yeah, that's great that they do that. I just wish they did more of it, you know, like, well, if it was more than just Sunday, but, you know, but it's nice that we, you know, we do get at least some time to, because, you know, most stations don't do any of that, mm-hmm. so.
Right. And, I mean, you got to make a scene for there to be a scene.
Right.
And you got to be, you know, one thing I'm learning, too, is, like, you got to be a part of the scene. You know, you can't bitch about it if you're not fucking going to shows and helping and,
yeah,
you know, just being supportive.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a community effort, man. We all got to work together, mm-hmm. you know, to help out. But
yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was going to say I was going to say thanks to you guys for, because I haven't really talked to you all since, but coming down to Steve's Tower Grove for the 1 year party and playing
that was
the
awesome.
Acoustic set. Like that was very cool, and it was
really hot.
Yeah, it was really hot.
Really hot.
I'm glad.
I'm glad. Man, that guy is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was super fun, man. And we and a great turnout. I mean, I was, you know, I didn't know what to expect, and but yeah, we had a nice crowd going in and out all day, so it was fun to see people coming out and supporting it. And
yeah, dude.
So thank you. Thanks for doing that.
Absolutely. Oh, thanks for having us.
Where else do you get to fucking go, you know, play and then hang out with you? I get to see a bunch of our buddies with it too, like Pat Gibson.
Yeah.
Get to buy a hot dog from Steve Ewing.
Yeah. Like dude. Jake brought Cade, his son.
Yeah.
I mean, so we're all hanging out and then, yeah, drinking beers.
My son Dominic was there.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Dominic, you brought Dominic too.
You know.
Yeah.
9 months old. Just hanging out.
And hanging out. It was awesome. Hanging out with Steve drinking beers, man.
Yeah, it was fun.
And my dad and my stepmom were there. It was rad.
What else are you going to do on your Sunday? Right. Besides go to church.
Yeah.
I'm saying?
It's a church of rock and roll right
there. Right. Take me to church.
If you missed it, there's a like a 40-minute video I put together on YouTube. If you search Rock Paper Podcast 1 year, you can see some video and some stills from the day.
Yeah.
So
I look great.
Yeah.
Can I just say that?
That's what we were really focusing on, making sure that you looked great.
I look incredible.
I think we did. Yeah. I think we nailed it.
He looked really good. Really good.
But yeah, that was I think Patrick's like I think he's friends with Zach Michael, so
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what he was it was cool to see all those guys come out support him too and singing and
I didn't realize I knew Zach. I mean from back in the day.
Yeah, with Sunny But Summer or something.
Him and Mitch came over whenever we were writing one of the Sick Love songs. And, like, just kind of helped, just, like, with structuring a little bit. So I was, like, I didn't remember that he was with him, but he was.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, Zach's been killing him right now in Nashville, man. He's been writing some really great songs, and things are looking up for him big time.
Dude, Bax, man. Brian Bax. I was hoping he'd get on the Ink Spot show. I know he had some other stuff going on, but Bax band. Great guy, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely a great guy.
Yeah, I've been talking, trying to get him on the show as well. I think they're gearing up for a CD release sometime soon, too. So hopefully we can coordinate with when they get closer to the album release and things. So, but yeah, I'm trying to have a little country, a little rock, a little hip-hop, trying to support all my various entertainers from around town. So, but yeah, I don't know. I was totally just blanked.
How was the Urge show?
Saturday? Well, it wasn't really a traditional Urge show.
Right.
It was a live recording. So I thought maybe it would be like a show, you know, a smaller version of their pageant shows, and then just kind of put a mic in the middle of the room and capture whatever happens live. That's kind of how I sort of envisioned it and something like that, but they really had it was more like a traditional studio setting where they had, you know, they just had to play right in front of the mics the whole time, and so there wasn't a lot of there was no moving around and things, and so you couldn't really hardly see Steve because he's kind of tucked back in like this little, you know, sound booth thing. Mm-hmm. But it was really an interesting experience to be a part of it, and the fact that like we're going to be credited as singing on the album and stuff. We got to sing chorus, or you know, like the crowd parts were "Dirty Rat" and "Drunk Asshole," and so like that was fun to kind of sing on those parts. And but yeah, it was cool to be a part of it, but it was definitely different because anybody that's ever been to an Urge show, those guys are a ton of energy on the mm-hmm. stage, and like to see them just standing still,
right,
playing guitar and the singing and stuff, it was totally different experience, but it was fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, I got receiving the gift of flavor baby, like the little baby that they was like their giveaway for the day, and they all signed him and stuff, and so that was cool. this little take-home gift.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited. I think that... So that's coming out later this year here soon. Shouldn't take them very long because I don't think they're going to do much post-production editing or anything. So they should be able to get it out pretty quickly. And then they also said they're planning to put out another like 6-track EP before, hopefully by the end of the year too, of new original stuff. So
that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
But yeah, I'm excited. I love those guys, and it's been super fun to get to, you know, hang with them and personally and stuff, and yeah, as, along with being a fan. And but to call those guys friends now, it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, Steve, you know, I had Steve on for the 100th episode, and then we were talking about how it's, you know, it's been great that he's been so supportive of the show from the beginning. And
yeah, dude.
So it's been.
I want to try that beer.
Yeah, yeah. Urge beer coming soon. Receiving the gift of flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they were going to have some taste testings thing. I didn't see them there at the party, but it's coming soon. They'll have that ready to go and be able to pick that up at your local stores. So that's exciting, too.
Go inside and get my pickle.
Yeah. At your liquor store. That was another fun, like, they did, what's it, Killing is Easy, and, anyway, there's two versions of Receiving the Gift of Flavor, because there was, like, the initial release in, like, 95, and then there was the major album release, whether they did in, like, 96 or whatever, so, on whatever the record label, so they re-released it, and they switched out those two songs, so for the live album, they recorded both of them. So, like, I thought that was cool that they did that.
Yeah, they included it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to tell if you which version of Receiving the Gift, you know, which if, yeah, which song you have on there is if you have the first print or the second print. So
yeah,
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, man.
So these guys, Ink Spot Block Party. August 22nd.
Yeah.
Just reminding you in case you forgot already.
Bunch right. of hometown guys.
Yeah.
Just like the Urge. Like Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the Fuck Off and Dies.
I was talking to Brooke Royal about that. Like, yes, that they.
We are behind them. 100%.
Yeah. You guys are supporting the.
Dude, come on.
Yeah.
Let's be adults here. I mean, you know, and I try to cut down on how much I say fuck. You know, I make a conscious effort.
Yeah.
Even though I do it every time I'm around you. But.
I'm a bad influence, I'm sorry.
But, Duke, I mean, come on. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't.
It's a boy band song.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's a fucking concert.
It's a rock show.
I did notice somebody, I don't think it was that way in the first flyer, but now it's, there's like a asterisk or whatever.
And I mean, I get
it. So even the flyer is now censored and.
I wouldn't expect the kind of people that are going to be upset about that to be at the show. And I'm not saying anything bad about those people.
Yeah.
I've, you know, shit.
Well, I love that Dave said, you know, I'm pretty sure he said it too, but like, they were saying like, you know, that, you know, our kids are going to be there too. So it does, like, you know, it's,
yeah,
not,
yeah,
it's a family friendly thing, even though they're just, there's going to be language, but.
Right.
I mean, if Cadence can handle me, I think it'd be fine.
But yeah, that's it's gonna be fun, man. What so what else you guys been up to about the last year? Since we,
Mario, you go ahead. How much time do we have, actually?
we've got hours, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mario, why don't you go ahead and tell him about the accident?
I really was hoping that you were not gonna bring this up.
Well, you're in a safe place, Mario.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I recently had a hysterectomy. And it was.
No more babies.
An unwillful. It was. I was riding a bike with no seat. And. Damn potholes, you know, in South City. Next thing you know.
He was drunk.
They're removing a frame. Part of a frame of a bicycle. It was in a foot. A whole foot.
Anyway, I'm just letting him go. Right. We're going to see how far the story goes.
There's no story. When they removed it, there's my uterus. Just fall right on the floor.
It happened.
It happened.
People were screaming.
It was about a year ago.
I mean, people
I
ran.
Think today.
People were running for the door.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, trampling over each other.
It was a stampede.
There were enough
there
people.
There was a stampede.
That people were getting trampled.
Right.
Yeah. Nine kids died that day.
That's over the line.
Oh, sorry.
You telling that story reminded me I was...
Oh, my God.
I was driving...
Speaking of kids dying.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear the one about...
God, you're so unprofessional.
Hey, it's my first time, guys.
Shit.
Sorry. As I was driving over, there was a guy on his bike. And
yeah, don't pick up those people.
And he had like blue lights on his... on
Isn't
his
that front. Cool, though?
Yeah, I was like, man... That's the stuff you see in.
Did he have like a card, thing? Like in his spokes?
Motorcycle.
How's it going?
Yeah. If Freya wouldn't leave me, I would put that like on my wheels on my car. Like just rope lights, boom. Come on, baby.
We also used to like crunch soda cans.
Soda cans, yeah. Oh yeah,
and that would work too. Make it sound badass. It
still works, Shane.
Yeah.
You've just grown out of it.
Yeah, I haven't rode my Huffy.
Huffy.
Yeah.
Is that what you call her?
What?
She's a nice lady.
Yeah. Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
Anyway, Mario, so the accident, anything else you want to...
Well, I had a baby. Well, I didn't. My wife did.
Yeah. After the hysterectomy, that's
amazing. It was awesome. It was
three
awesome.
Three wise men came before, too. Yeah.
I sneezed like four times in a row, and...
Myrrh.
There it was.
They brought myrrh and frankincense.
Yep.
And gold.
I think it was just three orders of myrrh. For that.
Yeah, it's a lot of myrrh.
A
whole lot of myrrh.
Myrrh everywhere.
Chuck full of myrrh.
They were wiping myrrh off the walls for 6 weeks.
Myrrh was just everywhere.
Just drenched in
just
myrrh.
Drenched in myrrh.
Think about it, Shane. All right. Anything else? Dominic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're talking about, but...
Yeah, dude. Seriously, though. Better than the
you.
Sun.
He's better than you.
He is better than me.
Already.
He's awesome, dude. He's the coolest thing I've ever done in my life. Be dead.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Jake knows. Jake gets it.
I got it.
Yeah,
Jake's
got
old.
It.
Jake's old news, though. Yeah. I mean, Kate's old. Kate's
he's
awesome,
not old but... news. I mean, it's not really that old. No,
it's pretty old.
It's pretty old.
It's been a while, dude.
Yeah, it is.
It's been a minute. Is this the first time you say congratulations?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah. Hey, congratulations!
You're an asshole. I've been playing in bands for like I don't know at least.
I'm
8
pretty
years
sure that I was. I went to the hospital. Pretty sure.
No,
so.
Don't try to pull yourself out of the ditch now.
I'm not. You put me in the ditch. I didn't even. There
true.
Was like no.
Anyway,
ditch.
Do you want to say anything else about your life?
My life fucking rules.
Yeah.
When he's not around. And then whenever I have to come to practice, which is I just have this weird moral obligation. I'm just kidding.
He does.
I got nothing. No, other than that, other than having a kid and just trying to, you know.
That was that was cool that he was that Dominic came out to some. To rock.
He loves music.
He was just
man.
Headbanging the whole time.
He was actually born that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just came right. I mean, he was like, let's go to the show.
Yeah.
And we were like, dude, you can't drink. He was like, fuck that. No, I'm just kidding. Of course he didn't drink.
Go ahead. Anyways, yeah. Other than the accident
and the baby.
And the baby.
Been a good year.
It has been a good year, man.
So this Blondie show, is it just
we're only talking about Mario's ear.
Yeah. 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 Nobody else needs to know anything about that.
Go ahead, man.
Good. Was that this will be an evening with Skyburn White? Just
yeah, dude.
Just you guys rocking all night?
Jake, why don't you tell them a little bit about that night?
Well, you pretty much just summed it up.
It's, well, that's
no
it.
One else is playing with us, like he just said, and
playing with us.
Three sets.
Yeah, three yep. sets. I think we're starting around 10:30.
Yep. We're doing. We're doing. We're doing. Did you hear that? We're doing. Anyway. Sets. In the middle, we're playing acoustic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Acoustic.
Is it acoustic or is it acoustic?
Acoustic?
And I feel like every time you say acoustic, you have to say it acoustic like that. There's no other way to say it. There's two ways to say acoustic. You ready?
Yeah.
Acoustic. And acoustic. Only two ways. Yep.
Mind blown.
Think about it.
You're so right.
Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, three sets.
I have no idea.
So, first one, we play a bunch of songs, right? And then, what's going to happen is we're going to give everybody a break, okay? We're going to take about 15 minutes to probably take some shots. And then, I'm going to grab an acoustic guitar. And Mario might as well. Yeah, he will, definitely.
I will occasionally have acoustic guitar.
And Jake's probably going to beat on some shit. Dave will play some bass, but we're going to play... Actually, I'll let it out of the box, because probably nobody gives a fuck but you. But I'll play The Game by Sick Love. I'm going to do that one. And I don't... A couple covers. And then we're going to do a couple Adler songs, which is an old band that me and Mario was in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do just a new one I have acoustic. And then also, in the set, there's going to be a couple Stone Dog songs, which was our last band together. So that's all for the people coming.
Yeah.
Because the people in St. Clair, I mean, one thing, we're from there. We can't do anything without the support of really anybody we can get it from. But, you know, Blondie's just opened up. It's a new leaf, you know. As far as the town goes, like yeah. new bar, new spot. So we want to go in there and have a good time and hopefully show everybody, you know, what we've been up to, and hopefully everybody come out again.
For sure. That, yeah. That's cool that you kind of incorporating all the older stuff too, like to especially people that have been following you guys for a long time that, you know, to kind of dust some of those off that you haven't played in a while.
Yeah.
So that'd be fun.
Everything that we've ever done cool is all really owed to the people from around here that have come to the shows from the beginning. And I mean, even shit, John and Michelle,
yeah.
Mom and Pops. I mean, let's be real here.
Yeah,
they let absolutely. Us practice in their basement for years.
Yeah.
And these people had no reason to do that. And
it's solely just for the love of our music.
Jake is probably the only one that has never been a complete jack off to them at some point or another. but they're awesome, you know, good people. And Kevin, Melissa.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Kevin Winiger. Melissa Winiger. Shit, Shauna. Yeah. Freya.
Vic.
Victor. Yeah. Victor Williams. Just naming some people that we know are going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Nisa. Carrie Ehler. The girl that actually owns the bar uptown. I mean, you know, it means a lot for her to let us in there again and take over for 2 hours. You know, she didn't have to do that either, so yeah. We're just appreciative of everything.
Mm-hmm. Cool, man. Sounds like a real good time.
Dude, it's going to be, now, all business aside, seriously, man, Ink Spot, that show is going to be so awesome. It's going to be fun to play. And then this show, I mean, in our hometown, we're playing for 2 hours. You know, we'll hopefully make it as tasteful as possible so you just don't puke, you know, 30 minutes into it.
Right.
But, yeah, then we're going to hang out. You know, are you coming to the show, the Blondies?
Yeah, I think.
Got him on record.
Hey-o. Yeah. Should be able to do that. 29th, right? August 29th.
Yeah, it's not this Saturday. Yeah. It's the Saturday after this Saturday.
I'll be recording with Matt Amelong.
Oh, cool.
So, that day.
Nice. Cool. He's doing something on... He'll have his own hour on the point next week, right?
Oh, he's co-hosting the local show this
Is it the local show he's co-hosting?
This upcoming Sunday, I believe. Okay. Oh,
that's cool. The Sunday after Inkspot. It's going to be a bunch of bands that he's worked with and produced.
And that he's been in.
Yeah. I mean, that dude's been around forever.
Yeah.
That's the thing, dude. Those dudes...
Matt, if you're listening, I want a great Bambino CD. I'm just saying.
See what I can do.
Yeah.
Since I'll be talking with him soon.
Look, yes, sir.
I need a Nadler CD.
Absolutely.
I know somebody put it up on Facebook a bit ago about that they were still listening to it or something like that, and I was like, I want one.
It's crazy.
I love that stuff though. Like, I mean, you know, you guys as artists, you know, might like sometimes, you know, not always want to hear the older stuff compared to what your newer stuff. But for me, I love the progression. I love what, you know, even like getting the basement demos and stuff, and hearing what the original idea of where it started, and then how it became, you know, took life in the studio and became what it is, you know, on the record and stuff like that. I love, you know, just the progression of a song and a band and everything else. So I love all that. I know Exit 714, I was, you know, been following those guys. I went to school with those guys and Hollow Point Heroes, and, mm-hmm. you know, following them since the very beginning and stuff. And, like, it's just, those are two where I really got to kind of do some of that, where I got to hear the songs before they were ever put out on the album and stuff. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So I like it. Just I don't know. It's interesting to me.
It's cool. Hey man, whatever people like.
Yeah.
I'll play whatever the fuck you want me to play.
All right.
Most of the time you don't even have to pay me.
Yeah.
Give me a couple free beers.
I'm excited that you said you're going to play some Sick Love, because, like, that's...
just one song,
bro. Yeah, just the one, but...
just one.
Yeah, well, I love those songs.
That's all you get.
Yeah. I really like all that stuff.
You're good. I'm
waiting. Jake, what have you been up to for the past year?
Literally nothing. I've been spending money on you.
Oh, yeah, he has.
And this band.
He's
been. And working.
Yep.
And being a dad.
Yep.
And that's my existence. That's all I do.
Yeah. Jake, like, for instance, these boxes over here. Jake made those.
Yeah.
With his bare hands.
With my, like, with your Berenstain bare hands.
Hey.
Oh,
whoa.
Shit.
Way to bring up old shit.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Jeez.
Have you heard this?
I have some teeth.
Oh, my God.
Don't
really?
Get me started on this fucking shit.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this.
Oh, can we stop? Can we just turn it off right now? We'll come back in 45 minutes when he's done.
I saw saw some posts from you, but I had no idea what the hell.
No, disregard it.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Spell Berenstain Bears. Like you're looking at it when you were little. Like, look at the book in your mind, Shane.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. Was it B E R N S T E I N? Is that close enough?
That's what everybody says.
That's what a lot of people say. Not everybody. Or else there wouldn't be this theory, if you will. But it's actually Berenstain. Like Mario's
user.
I was gonna make a comment about one of your delightful family members that I didn't mean. But I love Angela. anyway, so what was I saying? It's Berenstain. Yeah, it's Berenstain. Apparently it's always been Berenstain. S-T-A-I-N.
Oh, yeah?
Does that make any sense? Not at all, right? Mm-mm. That means we're from a different dimension.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah.
Also, Looney Tunes. How is Tunes spelled? Spell it.
Isn't it T-O-O-N-E-S?
Right? It's always been T-U-N-E-S.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. So what they say, it's called the Mandela Effect, is what it's called. Because apparently a bunch of people say that they remember Nelson Mandela dying in the 80s, right? And then he died a couple years ago, right?
No, he's still alive. Oh, Nelson Mandela. I was thinking Howie Mandela.
Howie Mandela. Yeah, Mandela are two separate things.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Follow me, Jake. I'll lead you somewhere. Nowhere good yet.
I'm not following you anywhere.
Anyway, so yeah, it's called the Mandela Effect, and what it basically, and dude, I mean, come on, I don't have the article in front of me. I just discovered this a couple days ago, but apparently, right, they're saying that something could have happened to cause a dimensional shift to where if you remember the EIN, you're from a different dimension, and if you remember AIN, you're from a different dimension. And if you look this up, like, there's all kinds of stuff like that. It's just becoming more and more common now. But it's pretty creepy, yeah, in a way, if you think about it. I mean, come on. Because I swear it was T-O-O-N-S.
I just zoned out for, like 45 seconds or something.
Dude, I'm from a different dimension.
What happened?
I just want to go home.
What happened? I blacked out.
Yeah.
What happened?
Are we still here?
I just want to go home, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, man. I don't know what the hell that means, but...
Thanks, Shane. Thanks for your support.
Yeah.
What the fuck you just said? What the fuck you just said, little
kid? Reach out.
Touch my heart.
Touch a brother's heart.
Yeah. Skyburntwhite.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
Skyburnt White. Not burned.
Burned.
Or bird, not sky bird white. Or sky, dude, how many skies burnt white? How many times did people miss
skies?
In the first couple shows we did, I mean, it took us probably four shows for people to get our name right.
Yeah.
We were skies burnt white, sky burns white or something, right? The burnt white people. some chick.
Some chick.
I was outside the Firebird.
Oh my god, that was the greatest thing ever. So when we played the Firebird, with the Hush List, last Thanksgiving, it was the day before Thanksgiving, and so we're outside and we just get done packing up our stuff. And this girl is just shithoused, man. She's, like, falling into the dumpster, like, when she's peeing on the other side of it. She's, like, going up to each dude and, like, you're going to take me home tonight, blah, 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 blah. So she comes up to our group as we're all, like, just standing there smoking and just getting ready to figure out what we're doing after. And she's like, what's the name of your band? She's like, Skyburn White. She goes, Skyburn White? How about Skyburn Fuck You? And oh my god, I fucking lost it.
She goes, you guys a bunch of burnt white people?
Yeah. Oh my god. She was, I mean, dude,
I'm like,
she was,
I'm like, yep,
fucking wasted.
She goes, what do you guys have, like 5,000 fans on Facebook? I was like, shit, that'd be awesome.
That's being really generous. Thank
like,
you.
Sure. And she's like, you guys suck. I'm like, yeah, we do. And then Mike's like, my girlfriend Freya's like starts to get pissed, and she really did, because you know she can only handle so much of this.
Territorial,
It was pretty erroneous. This girl was getting erroneous, but it was funny though.
It was really funny.
Yeah,
bless her heart.
That was tweeting you saying.
Yeah, well, she probably woke up the next day and had to take like a morning after pill or something.
Guys,
she doesn't even know where she's at.
Bunch of burnt white people.
Right, bang some bum underneath the Poplar Street Bridge.
Dude.
Who knows where that chick ended up?
That's a respectable living.
Yeah, that's right? A respectable living.
That's
a lot of people that make their living just banging bums, dude.
Brenda,
that's cool.
Brenda's got a baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Papa was a Rolling Stone. Many hats, many homes.
I'm ashamed of my friends.
I was talking to this guy, Joshua Powell. He has a band, Joshua Powell and the Great Train Robbery.
Yeah. I heard him.
Oh, yeah?
I think we were on some... I don't know. Go ahead with the story.
Well, I am on the show a while back, and we were kind of talking about how people always butcher his name, like on the marquee. It'd be like Jake Powell and the Great Train, and it was like...
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, like, or, you know, it was like the Great Train Robbery was always something wrong, too, and like, but it was just funny how, like, you know, he's butchered these places, and then he gets there, and there's like, you know, totally butcher the name. Yeah. Over, so, where did that come from, anyway? Who came up with Skyburnt White?
That would be our fearless leader. Gabriel Stroud.
Is that like a band name generator.com?
My girlfriend's nieces. they were starting a... I was trying to think of a band name, and... my girlfriend's nieces, Itier and Olivia, they were starting a band or something, and with their Aunt Freya, who's my girlfriend, they were going to call it Sky Painted Pink. And I was like... I was like, not painted pink, but a color, sky, something. And then I was like, sky burnt white. And the meaning behind it, if you want to get real deep.
Oh, god damn it.
I broke out the quotation marks.
Oh, here it goes.
And no, it's a positive thing, right? Because burned, you know, or burnt.
Yeah.
It's not sky burned white, is it? It's sky burnt. Burnt, right? Burnt. You perceive that as being a bad thing, right? And it is when you first go through it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But instead of a sky being burnt completely black, like sky burnt white, meaning like you've just been burnt, but at the same time, it's a white sky. It's a blank slate. You know, so it's getting through it and to the other side. And
overcoming adversity.
You know, not stuck where it was. And a lot of these songs came from just going through a lot of hard stuff, but now especially as we write new stuff, it's all, you know, lyrically I'm always writing about stuff that's going on now, and so a lot of that old stuff is past. It's good to be feeling, you know, like we're going forward.
Definitely. Break on through to the other side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That guy did a lot of drugs. So did I listening to him a long time ago.
It was a weird naked Indian.
A long time ago. Okay.
I'll throw a couple tracks on. What are we thinking, guys? What do you, you got any recommendations?
What was your favorite, you said?
I like them all.
Well, I know.
I like, Smoke sounded really good.
That's what I thought too. I like that one.
I used that one in the video, the live acoustic version of it.
Acoustic.
Isn't It? Is that what you said?
Let's do Isn't It and let's do Trivial. No.
Let's do Isn't It and Smoke.
God! What about Trivial Pursuits?
Trivial Pursuits.
We can do three.
You don't want to bore people, dude.
We can put it right in the middle when that Bernstein Bears story.
I can. Right up.
Are you going to interrupt my Bernstein Bears story?
No, I think you should cut out the fucking
Bears story. He wants people to listen to this game.
Oh, my God, dude. This is not cool.
Hey, but what would a Skyburnt White interview be if we didn't have some weird shit on there? Like,
that's true.
Well, the last one, we talked about ghosts and aliens. And
listen, I have a checklist.
Yeah. We have to make sure to get... our topics.
It's a goose.
I don't think you can get close to the microphone for that.
Hold okay, up to this the is the wrong piece of paper. Actually.
Start over.
I got this.
Take
one.
Two.
All right, this is better.
We got ghosts.
So, and aliens.
Go ahead, Shane. I'll let you make sure that we cover all these topics. I need you to just start at the top, make sure that we've done it.
We're going to start all over here.
On the left-hand side. Don't worry about the right-hand side.
Oh, man.
You're the host, so go ahead, Johnny.
Okay, I think we've covered some of these. But we did not cover dragons
and
dinosaurs.
Wait. Go through the list.
Okay. Podcast notes. Block Party, other badass bands.
Okay, do we cover that?
Got that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright.
Mitch.
That. You mentioned Mitch. But it was a different Mitch.
It's my cat.
Yeah, we almost got there when we were talking about stuff going on in the kitchen. Mitch usually is there too.
My cat.
Yeah.
That's. And Mitch, obviously, my friend. Mitch.
Yeah.
Right. Mitch is actually on the Mitchell.
We miss him terribly.
Sure.
The cat is a Mitchell.
I bought my Mitch shirt the other day from Mitchell. Brian Beck's.
So I
supported the
dude, and he was there last year. I mean, Mitchell. Let me tell you something, okay? And sorry, I didn't mean for that to go to that spot. But last year, like, that was one of the first shows we did at Skyburnt White. And we, even though we've been doing this for 10 years... You know, it doesn't matter. When you're starting a new band, especially when you've been out for a year or so, I mean, you might as well just be starting over. And there's nothing wrong with that, though. You have to earn your spot. You know, you have to earn the right for people to care. You have to care about other bands. You have to care about other people, you know? So, but anyway, on that note, showing up at the Block Party last year, I mean, he hung out with me all day. And I, you know, I knew a lot of people, but wasn't really good friends with a lot of people yet. I mean, I had my friends, you know, but Mitch remembered me. Mitch came up and Mitch hung out with me, like, all day, man. And I will always remember that. He just made sure that I felt comfortable.
For sure.
You know, that, and Joe from Shaman's Harvest, the drummer there, you know, he's one of my friends from back in the day, and I hung out with him all day, too. Like, just, so, good people, but... Miss Mitch, obviously, and it sucks that he's not here with us this year, but, you know, he's there in spirit, that's for sure. You got a bunch of his bros playing, Dave Copps playing. Shout out to him, too, with Copper View.
Definitely.
Jeremy Patterson, Sam Baker. I mean, dude, that's going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome show. But anyway, Mitch, and my cat. My cat's doing well.
Good.
All right.
I'm great. I'm good to hear.
Next subject, sorry.
Next subject, dragons and dinosaurs.
Dude.
We had mentioned a dragon.
Yeah, you referred to me as a dragon of podcasting.
Food for thought. Let's do a kernel of thought, if you will. This comes from my friend Brock Johnson, who... Let's just take a second and think about somebody named Brock Johnson.
Yeah, think about that name.
If you like go to work and like a new guy's gonna sit next to you and his name is Brock Johnson.
Not turtlenecks?
Dude, what's your first impression if Brock Johnson's gonna sit next to you?
He should be a professional wrestler.
Yeah. I mean, fuck that guy. I'm not telling shit to Brock Johnson.
Yeah.
That's a fake fucking name if I
Brock Johnson's a fucking chair, right? Kathy.
So he sits down next to me, and that's the first thing I say. I'm just like, fuck you. You're not even real.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. He's a super cool guy. Ends up, unfortunately. You know? So. God, you're so unprofessional.
Brock Johnson and Doug Dunbar.
Anyway. Okay. Now, so dragons and dinosaurs. Seriously. I was like, dude. So, dragons, man. Like, it's so cool. Because dragons, every civilization's got stories of dragons. You know? And he was like, yeah, but... Also, there's fossils from dinosaurs. He was like, so what if these people were just finding dinosaur fossils and thinking those were dragons?
And I was like... It depends on what dimension you were from.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
But I was like...
You can tell that kid wasn't breastfed.
I was like, I don't have a rebuttal for that. So I'm going to take it to Shane
and
see what he thinks.
I mean... How does he spell Bernstein Bears is first is what I want to say. That's my first question.
He's an EI guy. He's an EI kind of guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's move on the list.
All right, next on the list. That's enough talk about dragons and dinosaurs for this podcast. Mm-hmm. That's a whole another podcast.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Part three. I can't even read this shit.
Dude, come on.
He writes like a fucking fourth grader.
Shane, you're ruining my mind.
Overall conspiracies. Is that a...
Like Oshkosh Bagosh yeah. overalls?
Yeah, is this like Big Dave and his overalls?
No. So, well, maybe.
A conspiracy about
him? Why'd you have to bring up Big Dave's overalls?
No.
I love the overalls.
Yeah, I got it. I mean, we don't need to go into conspiracies right now, do we?
Well, I don't think we have time.
I want to get into overall conspiracy.
We kind of touched on it. What else we got?
Next. Many, many horses.
Many, many horses?
Like, many horses?
Many, many baby horses.
Yeah.
Like, is that actually what it is?
Like a mini horse baby?
I saw this horse like several mini today horses. On Facebook.
Would that be many, many?
And it
was a mini horse baby.
It was running around. It was like yay tall. Like, if this is the ground, this horse is like this tall, but it's like full grown.
That's called a dog.
No, it's a horse.
It's a Dachshund.
And it runs around and gallops and whirr, like all that stuff. Dude, straight up, running around.
It's Paula Abdul, man,
being
straight
a mini, up. Many, many baby horse. That's what it is.
Mini horse baby.
Shut up. So... Yeah. X-Spot Block Party.
Yes.
Saturday.
Mini horse babies.
Listen, we're going to have mini horses. We're going to throw at people. Listen, if you're coming and you're going to be there because we play at 2:30, right? Of course, starts at 10, new lingo, show up because those guys are badass. They're actually from Washington where I'm currently living.
He resides.
In a van.
He resides in Washington.
I actually listen to their practice all the time. They just have no idea.
Through the window?
Yeah. Mario knows all the windows in Washington.
All of them. Every one of them.
But yeah, we play at 2:30. Show starts. Just show up at fucking 9, people. Jeez, come on. Yeah. We're going to drink and have fun.
Put your big boy pants on.
It's like a car show at 9 o'clock, and then music starts at 10.
Yeah, car and bike show, man.
Dude, and if you got a ticket, it's free.
Yeah, come and see some badass bikes, some badass bands, some badass cars.
It's going to be cool. Everybody. Also, you know, all the people in X-Spot, obviously. You know, Big Dave, obviously.
Yeah.
Everybody there. Nicole, Robbie, Josie. Everybody, just also Scooter, who's going to be there teching for us this year. He was actually going to be there with Hushless teching, and I was like, "Hey man, if I slid you some cash, would you?" And he was like, "Yeah." And so he was going to.
That was a great Scooter impression,
dude. He's a great friend of mine. One of my, I know we don't like get to hang out all the time, but just really great guy. So it's good to see him. He'll be there. Hushless is a 422, which is an awesome time for them. I mean, come on.
Sure.
Chris Kerr is going to tear his shit up.
Definitely.
For sure. And then Pat Whitwam. I wanted to seriously say a shout out to Pat Whitwam. That guy has saved my butt many times at many shows so far. And he definitely is way out of my league as far as techs go. I mean, this guy's awesome. So, real excited.
The guy knows his shit.
Logic, man, Logic's doing sound for the Inkspot. You know that? Logic's, I mean, they're a badass company. They do a bunch of great shows, a bunch of great people. Michael McCuddy, me behind the boards there, for sure, doing sound. So shout out to all those people, man. It's going to be a good sounding show, run really well. Mm-hmm. And hopefully a big, sweaty fuck fest without the actual fucking... I mean, you know, if you choose to, but not in front of kids. Or,
right.
Right.
Yeah, man.
There's porta potties, I think.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Come on, be classy, people.
It's where I met your mom last year.
Hey-o.
Did you hear? I trailed off because I just met your mom. I hate this shit. I feel so bad because now I feel like when I see her, she's going to be like, Gabe! Oh, from Skybird Y. I poisoned this piece of cake. You want to eat it?
Yes, sure.
Alright. So, the block party on the 22nd, and then Blondies on the 29th. Come out and see these guys in beautiful St. Clair, Missouri.
Did we ever decide on what songs we're fucking playing?
I don't think it really matters. They're all gonna. We're just gonna play them all, and then everybody's just gonna rock out and have fun.
That's gonna be
fine.
No, I don't know. Well, we got this. Is we would say Isn't It and Smoke. I think. What's the third one we want?
I don't know. We'll push it when I'm done.
Trivia Pursuits.
Yeah. All right, there it is. That's. Is everybody happy with that?
I was gonna say.
I'm pretty sure we all said different songs.
Yeah. Everyone completely
different songs. Just go on. Bandcamp.com, Skyburnt White, pick up all of them.
Listen, I got it. Here it is. You ready?
All right. Okay. Ready for it?
Facebook.com/Skyburnt White.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Oh, there it is.
Twitter, Skyburnt White, right? Nobody ever talks to us on Twitter.
Hey, I did.
If you do, I probably missed it because I'm sitting at home like nobody fucking talks to us on Twitter. And Mario's like, I know, dude, fuck.
I don't even know what a Twitter is.
We don't even check it. You don't need to worry about it until you're older.
It's a mini, mini horse.
We're going to be throwing Twitter on the show. But anyway, what was I saying? Damn it.
You were plugging your shit.
Oh, yeah. Facebook.com/SkyburntWhite. Twitter, who cares?
Isn't It When I'm Done? Play those two.
No. Get out of my life.
Trivial Pursuits and When I'm Done.
Listen, if you want to go listen to all of our music right now, seriously, we want you to, okay? Go to skyburntwhite.bandcamp.com, all right? Even on your cell phone, if you type that in your browser, it's perfectly lined up. It's very easy to use. You press the button. You can see the lyrics. You can download it if you want. It is $1 if you want to download it, all right?
$1.
But you can stream it, all right? Make sure you like it. If it sucks,
stream,
move on. Listen to Fivefold, somebody else, right?
All
right. Just listen to somebody from St. Louis, damn it. All right? Hushless, somebody else. But, yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
And buy our shit. Jeez, we got to pay Cage way through college. Yeah. And Dominic.
Yeah, man.
We got kids to feed, damn it.
So thank you, Shane. We love you.
I love you guys.
Can I just say fuck Mario, though?
Hey, do it.
Fuck you, like, Mario.
Actually, fuck me?
No, or not, no, just fuck you.
Like, just, like...
Jake, you want to say anything for me?
No, I'm good.
Alright.
Hey, that's enough. Alright. Yeah. Keep it down. This is...
I think Jake did a great job.
Can we just all...
I kept it professional.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really good.
Just slow... Come on.
Yeah! Yeah. 105th, guys.
Yeah.
105th. Woo! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, guys. That's it. That's a wrap. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Fuck off.
Somebody that I would kill for her. That's when the gun, it turned on me. Yeah. place that is the one thing that I forget, yeah. But trust me, I can still recall everything you did to try and burn me. Like night and day, oh. your head, I'll just turn, I'll just turn mine. Show me.